A Tyrone Championship classic saw Dungannon come from behind to Piptramore by a single point, with Paul Donaghy playing a starring role at Dunmoyle. Donaghy fired over the winning point deep into added time to bring his tally to 1-7 and set up a semi-final clash with Trillick, a repeat of the memorable 2020 final, which the Clarks won on penalties to lift the O'Neill Cup for the first time in 65 years. Niall Sludden's early goal helped Dromore to a 5 points lead, but Dungannon retained their composure, chipping away with scores from Donaghy and Patrick Quinn. Dromore led by 1-5 to 0-4 at the break, but the diagonal wind favoured the Clarks in the second half, who went level on 34 minutes when Donaghy spotted the goalkeeper off his line and floated a shot to the net from 45 metres. The St Dimnas fought back with an Emmett O'Neill goal to go back in front, but Dungannon forced a series of turnovers, one of which ended with teenager Matthew Quinn palming to the net to give them a 3 points cushion. Dromore weren't finished yet, and Ronan McNabb Jr. punished a bad kick out to roll home his side's third goal 2 minutes from time. But despite losing Kevin Barker to a second booking, Dungannon produced one last attack and a spectacular Donaghy winner. Final score, Dungannon 2-12, Dromore 3-8. Earlier, Ardbo stormed clear in extra time with an Oran Mulgrew goal to shake off Coal Island's challenge at Pomeroy and set up a semi-final meeting with champions Errigal Kieran. They were deadlocked at 11 points each at the end of normal time, but the superior fitness of the Loch Shore men helped them dominate at the added stretch. Coal Island raced into a 3-1 lead with scores from Bailey Leonard, Sean L. Corr and Tiernan Quinn, but a Kyle Coney special cut the advantage to 1. It took Ardbo some time to sort their press in the Coal Island kickout, but once they did, they started to win ball around the middle. After falling further behind to a second core free, they hit the final 4 points of the first half. Kyle Coney landed a couple of frees before David Mulgrew levelled, and Shea McGuigan free sent them in with a 6-5 interval lead. Ardbo controlled the second quarter, playing into the wind, pushing into a 10-5 lead through Coney. But back came the Blues with Cormac O'Hagan, Peter Heron and John L. Corr on target before Michael McKiernan brought them level. Shea McGuigan pushed the Rosses ahead in stoppage time, but Quinn levelled it with a 40-metre free. So on to extra time, and Arbo totally dominated the first period, leading by 13 points to 11 at the turnaround, and sealed it with Mulgrew's 85th-minute goal. Coal Island finished with 13 men following the dismissal of Niall Devlin and Michael McKiernan. Final score, Ardbo 1-14, Coal Island 0-11.